All right, back here, Hockey Night in Escanaba, our second intermission show, talking with Brody Levesque, one of the youngsters on our team. How you doing, man?
Good.
So tell me how this trip has gone for you and how the season you feel has gone.
Pretty good. The skating, you know, is pretty good. Like, it helps, but it sucks at the time when we skate, but it's pretty the only thing that's, like, gone, like, good, but, and, like, stick handling and stuff.
Well, tell me about how long you've been playing hockey, man.
Since I was, like, six, so.
So have you played on some real good teams or what?
Bantam, we won states, and that was, now I'm with the same guys on high school, so.
So what's that like being with all these guys again?
Pretty fun. They're all pretty funny. Good. Helping, like, tells me, like, what to do and stuff. So
how do you feel you've improved so far so you might get some playing time down the road here?
I feel like my skating's getting a little better, just, like, edge work and stuff.
So what about the caliber of hockey compared to, you know, you mentioned winning states, and I've talked to a lot of the guys off that team and from the Bantam team. High school hockey's different, though.
Yeah, it's way faster and just way better players than Bantam.
What have you noticed with officiating, with refs? How's that different from, you know, Bantam's and now in high school?
They're way more, like, lenient on hits, so... It, like, you can hit, but, like, Keegan, he's a big hitter, so I want to be like Keegan. Like,
you don't want to be like Keegan?
No, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you be like Keegan if you're not in the box as many times as he is.
Yeah, that's what I don't want to do, though, be in the box.
Well, he enjoys, he does. Ever since he was little, he enjoys hitting people, doesn't he?
Yeah.
What about you? You still a little timid on that or what?
Yeah, I mean, when I get out there, I try to, like, do something, and when I got out there, I'd hit a little bit, so.
So what are you doing during the times, Brody, when you're not on the ice, because you're obviously on the bench most of the time, so what are you doing during that time?
Watching, like, my position and just, like, seeing what I could do in practice to make it better.
And how do you feel you're helping out in practice, man?
Just with, like, drills and passing. Passing is pretty good, and, like, the drills that we do, it includes, like, a lot of people, so, and we don't have a lot of people on our team, so.
No, that was going to be the next question is you have to really, in practice in particular, help these guys that are on the ice a lot of times, don't you?
Yeah. Small team, just have to work, like, a lot because you don't know when you're going to go in, so.
Okay, so do we have some reinforcements coming? I understand that eighth grade class is pretty good.
Yeah, Nick, Griffin, they're all good. And there's a defenseman, Morgan. He's tall, so, like, last year when I tried to get past him, I couldn't because his stick is just, like, so long. And he's good at poke checking. So.
Well, what are some things you want to see your game improve on, man?
Edge work, skating, like, with the puck with my head up. And shooting.
Yeah, that's, you know, Don Cherry, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Don Cherry says, keep your head up, kid.
Yeah.
You saw that video?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's definitely, if you don't keep your head up, your head will be on the ice, won't it?
Yeah, definitely in high school.
Absolutely. Again, that's another thing that's different, isn't it, from Bantam's?
Yeah. I already got hit this year, and I lost my breath because I had my head down, so.
Well, it's a good thing you got your breath back, you know?
Yeah.
So tell me what your hobbies are outside of hockey, man.
I play football. I did play baseball, but then I stopped because I like hockey more, so. And I go to the gym sometimes, so.
Yeah, you got to get a little stronger here there, bud.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We got to put some meat on your bones, and I don't mean having 22 Big Macs and get a gut like mine.
Yeah.
All right, man, say your shout-outs.
My mom, my dad, my sister, my team, and my girlfriend.
All right, who's the woman?
Claire.
You think she's listening?
Yeah, probably.
All right, well, at least you said hi to her, so now you're not going to be in trouble in hot water with a woman.
Yeah.
All right, Brody, good having you on the team, and go have some fun today.
Yeah.
Brody Levesque, everybody. More coming up from here in Traverse City after this timeout. Our second intermission scoring summary next on the Eskimo Radio Network.